A tiny note about gently optimizing your workout. Frequently resting during your workouts is very often a sign of trouble. And this kind of trouble is almost always with endurance, the power that deals with duration, which is built up gradually with much lower weights in order to eliminate rest and then restart with light weight. Not so light that you can lift more, but not so heavy that you must stop. When we ignore the duration of our exercise and just focus on weight, we end up not lifting for long enough, and our bodies don't adapt as quickly as they absolutely could. Sets and reps are unfortunately a myth, likely made up based on how bodybuilders act in front of TV cameras. In reality, they aim to lift for multiple hours. And that can only be accomplished by lifting light at first, waiting for the body to get used to it, which is to say grow more muscle, and only then, when the body is ready, moving up higher in weight, challenging it anew and restarting the process of growing more muscle. To repair your workout, switch to dumbbell exercises, which allow your muscles to adapt in correct sequence. And then cycle your dumbbell exercises to work on different muscle groups and allow them to rest, but with the aim to eliminate your rest periods, exactly how joggers do it. You must focus on non-stop workouts. Only once you don't need to stop anymore with 3 or 5 pound dumbbells at first, you can think about going up higher, and only by about 2.5 pounds. 5 pounds is too much. Eventually, you will arrive at 25 pounds per hand for multiple hours, and adapting so quickly that you need to start thinking about easing up. There is such a thing as too big. Because you are doing a standing exercise, you are engaging your entire body, and your physique is always perfect. There is no need for muscle isolation because all your muscles are growing in the correct sequence and in support of one another. When you reach heavy dumbbells and start wondering what to do next, I recommend you consider shuffle dancing with medium dumbbells as a maintenance exercise and perhaps a way to make a workout program where you can both share and document your findings. And of course, keep up with your workouts for the long life ahead. From a broader perspective, bodybuilding is a kind of jogging, but you gently keep adding weights as your body adapts to handle the hour or two workout. And of course, you are working out with more than just your legs. The dumbbells affect your entire musculature. If you have trouble eliminating your initial rest periods, you can use an interval timer. Just test how long you can lift 3 or 5 pounds for, and how long you need to rest to do it again, and enter the two values in the timer, then set the rounds to fill the entire hour. And of course, as your body adapts, keep shortening those rest periods to eliminate them entirely. And you have to learn to move to the beat of music. Oh, you cannot just listen to songs. You have to lift to the beat. One beat up, next beat down. You can see how dancing is somewhat related to this and why aerobics in general are so successful. And as you move to a higher dumbbell weight, switch to slower songs for a while. This will help you adjust to the new heavy without unnecessary stops. The point of moving to the beat is entering a dance trance that keeps you focused and makes the time pass faster. If someone is annoying you, try learning programming, always taking a lesson to the gym with you, thinking about something complicated on top of the beats of your music will eliminate most distractions. In summary, fitness and bodybuilding is just gradual, endurance-driven adaptation to higher weights. And music, especially fresh and crisp songs, will help you stay in the focus to pass time faster.